AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The day after the debate, GOP frontrunner Donald Trump is rallying supporters in Michigan.
Do me one favor. Give me that big margin. I want the margin because it gives us more power.
Trump continued the attacks on his opponents like Ted Cruz.
Lion Ted, Lion Ted. What's your name? My name's Lion Ted Cruz. I lie about anything.
At the debate, Trump called Marco Rubio Little Marco. Rubio today said the nation is at its best when it's about people's hopes and dreams.
Any movement is at its worst when it appeals to your anger and to your frustration, when it asks you to be upset at someone else, or even worse, when it accentuates the most negative instincts in humanity.
Rubio is campaigning in Kansas. He trails second place Ted Cruz in the delegate count, and both are well behind Donald Trump. The report on jobs from the Labor Department is stronger than expected.
The headline number is the unemployment rate.
Unemployment rate held steady at 4.9%.
But PNC financial economist Gus Fauché says the biggest sign of strength is that there were 242,000 jobs created, almost 50,000 more than had been projected. And the labor participation rate is also up to nearly 63%.
That means that people are encouraged by the state of the job market and that they're feeling comfortable enough to start looking for a job again.
There is a downside to the report.
The one thing that was disappointing was that average hourly earnings, average wages actually fell slightly.
Every sector of the economy showed improvement with the exception of mining and manufacturing. Diane Kepley, Washington.
Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 73 points. Three children were killed in a house fire this morning in western Washington. Investigators say the children's mother was sleeping downstairs and couldn't get upstairs to save them. She was not injured. A report from the state auditor general in Michigan says state regulators made crucial errors overseeing the switch to a new drinking water source in Flint, Michigan, 2 years ago. This is AP Radio News. The medical examiner's report in Atlanta shows Bobby Christina Brown died last year from a mixture of drug intoxication and being immersed in water. Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's daughter was found face down and unresponsive in a bathtub in her home. Attorney Lawrence Zimmerman is not connected to the Brown case, but says it's telling that there have been no arrests.
That means they're stretching. They don't have much, and they're grasping at straws.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, honor student Asher Potts turned out to be not the person he claimed to be.
I'm here in this prison because I've done crime, and I'm a criminal, unfortunately, but it is true.
Investigators concluded Potts was actually a 23-year-old Ukrainian, Artur Samarin, who had overstayed his visa. In charging documents, they say he confessed to having sex with an underage teenage girl. Samarin told WHTM-TV his family pulled money to send him to the U.S., for a better life. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.